Well, the night ended and the day began with death. Scores of Palestinians have been killed as Israeli forces launched an intense shell attack on a crowded Gaza neighborhood, accusing Hamas of using civilians as human shields. Thousands fled the bombardment to a hospital totally overwhelmed with injured. A two-hour humanitarian truce broke down within minutes. There were Israeli casualties too. 13 soldiers killed in a series of militant attacks. Our foreign affairs correspondent Jonathan Miller is in Gaza now. Well, Jonathan, your report will tell us about what's going on the ground in a minute. But first, tell us what the international community is saying.
Well, Kathy, the American Secretary of State John Kerry said today there needs to be a ceasefire, which, frankly, from the ground, sounds like a bit of an understatement. The British Foreign Secretary, the new Foreign Secretary, Philip Hammond, said our hearts go out to the people of Gaza. Meanwhile, the people of Gaza are telling me, where is the world, where is the UN, and why is Israel being allowed to kill so many of our civilians? The suffering here in Gaza is immense, and it's not just the people who've been killed and wounded, it's the numbers who've had to flee from their homes, and not just those who've had their houses destroyed, but there are many who've had to evacuate. Friends and colleagues of mine have their families evacuating even as we speak. Now, tonight, the Israeli military has just confirmed that 13 of its soldiers have been killed in operations in Gaza. Hamas claims many more of those were killed. But my report tonight starts in the area of Shajaya in eastern Gaza City, which you can probably see burning over my shoulder here. I should warn you that some of the scenes in my report some viewers may find distressing.
Gaza City's eastern skyline was ablaze all night. This is no Hollywood apocalypse. This very, very real. The densely packed suburbs of Shajaya and Sha'af, unremittingly pummeled by Israeli tank shells and rockets. Israel now says 13 of its soldiers were killed in operations in Gaza. Hamas claims to have killed many more than that. For Shajaya residents, dawn brought no reprieve. But for the tens of thousands trapped in this hell, daylight meant they could at least now see to escape. Families flooding out now, many in a state of total shock, talking about bodies littering streets, children lying bloodied and dead in the rubble. Many said they'd seen families killed by rockets as they ran, and still the shells rained down.
There are 150,000 people are in Shajaya now. All of them out of Shajaya, out of Shajaya. No people in Shajaya. By aircraft Israel, by attack of Israel army on Shajaya.
The Israeli Defense Force said today that residents had been warned to leave, suggesting it was their own lookout. But these people have nowhere to run to. Hamas, the Islamist party which rules Gaza, had told people to stay put, dismissing Israel's warning as an idle threat. It wasn't.
Terrible. Terrible. We bombs everywhere. No water. No electricity. No radio. No. You don't know anything about the world around you. Yes. That's all. A very bad situation here.
Mazen's three little girls said they weren't afraid.
Wow, you're very brave. From
Their father said he was petrified. This man said no one had a clue what was going on. They had no mercy. From Salah Hadin Street, we headed into the Shajaya Friday Market. Again and again, people asked us why the outside world was ignoring their plight. I was about to head up an alley into a bombed-out family home, but we felt suddenly very uneasy. There is an overwhelming sense of threat.
We were heading down to see a man's house that got hit just down here. But as you can hear, there's small arms fire now around, which means the Israelis are in the vicinity and probably Hamas engaging. It's time to get out of here.
At Shifa Hospital, the dead and the dying, the shocked and the wounded were coming in thick and fast. A civilian car screams in, bearing a child with a head wound. In the time we spent at this hospital today, we saw things that will forever be hard to unsee. At least 87 dead overnight, but this number will rise, a third of them children. More than 460 Palestinians killed in less than 2 weeks, 3,000 injured. Inside Shifa, it's chaos. The emergency room was full of children. This is triage. Israel said it went into Gaza to avert the massacre of Israeli civilians. Doctors here accuse Israel of massacring Palestinian civilians instead.
And the ambulances were going in convoys in order to be safer. And in each ambulance there would be 3, 4, 5 children lying upon each other, elders. I've never seen so many kids being injured and killed. I think we have 4, 5, 6 without heads shot apart by the Israeli bombardment.
The hospital morgue is full. We witnessed terrible scenes of distress among relatives of those killed. The hospital garden, now home to hundreds of Shajaya's new homeless. This is the Sukkar extended family. There was a baby born 2 hours into the bombardment, this woman says. We did not know how to protect him. This has been a shocking day to witness. For Israel, the aim of this war is to destroy Hamas rockets and tunnels. But it feels like a war against children. Jonathan Miller, Channel 4 News, Gaza City.